It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
And good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes in for Sandy Rios. Hope you are having a great start to your day. The sun is rising here in Midtown Manhattan at the Fox News headquarters, just a block away from Times Square. It looks like it's going to be a nice day outside, and I hope you are going to have a nice day in your neighborhood as well. We've got a great show for you lined up, but we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We had some breaking news overnight. We'll get to that in just a little while. Also, we have the exclusive list of all the speakers who will be attending the Republican National Convention in Cleveland starting this weekend, and we'll share some of those names. I'm really shocked by one of the names on the list, and I should tell you who the person is, but I'm going to wait just a few moments. You are going to be very surprised by some of the speakers on this list, but one in particular, especially if you like football. So there's your clue. We're also going to be weighing in on the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump. He's going to make that announcement tomorrow here in Manhattan, just a few blocks away from where we are broadcasting this morning. And I want to find out who your dark horse candidate is. Who do you think the VP pick is going to be? I want you to weigh in on that. 888-589-8840 is the number to call in, 888-589-8840. Now, I've listened to Sandy's show, and I know that she has a lot of callers, so you might want to go ahead and get yourself online now so you can not only talk to me, but we're also going to be giving away some great prizes today. I have copies of my latest book that I'll be glad to sign for you, and we also have the new Todd Starnes t-shirts, and these are pretty cool t-shirts, folks. They drive the liberals nuts, and as a matter of fact, this is a scientifically proven fact. If you wear the Todd Starnes t-shirt when you're going to the supermarket or if you're out at the mall, all of those liberals who are asking you for money, like the PETA folks, that they turn away. They are repelled by my t-shirt. It's the gun-toting, Bible-clinging, Constitution-loving American t-shirt. So anyway, you'll have a chance to win one of those if you call in and chat with me. We'll be giving those away randomly this morning. 888-589-8840 is the number. Yeah, I've been busy packing. I'm so glad that Sandy asked me to host the show this morning because I have been trying to get ready for the convention in Cleveland. I will be there all week starting Sunday, and we are going to be very busy. You'll see me on many of the Fox News programs. I'll be doing my commentaries from the RNC and also writing my columns. And we're also going to be doing some live Facebook chats every day, giving you guys a behind-the-scenes look at what's happening as the Republicans figure out who they are going to nominate for president. And I say I say that assuming that Trump is going to be the person. However, that may not be the case, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. But anyway, yeah, we're trying to pack and trying to figure out what I'm going to be able to expense. I mean, for example, the Kevlar vest. I wonder if the folks here at Fox and Finance will cover that. And the gas mask. So you never know. Could be pretty dicey out there. We understand that a lot of radical groups from all over the country are going to be coming into Cleveland to cause mayhem. And we'll have to find out. But it could be pretty interesting there in Cleveland, and not only Cleveland, but also Philadelphia the following week as the Democrats meet. Again, 888-589-8840. I have a question for you guys. Have you been suffering through this Pokemon Go stuff? It's like completely overwhelmed New York City. I was over at the Chick-fil-A trying to get my chicken biscuit the other day, and you got all these young people wandering around with the Pokemon Go thing, and everybody's trying to catch the Pokemon. And I was talking to somebody in the office here, and they were very concerned because they said they had not been vaccinated for the Pokemon Go. So I told them I think they were I think they were okay. They did have the sniffles though. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on them. But anyway, this Pokemon Go craze, it has seriously, it's consumed the nation. And there's a story on Associated Press out of Phoenix, Arizona, that the folks who are playing Pokemon Go are actually wandering into yards and driveways and cemeteries and even places they're not supposed to go, like the off-limits police parking lot there in Phoenix. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he's probably not a big Pokemon Go fan. If I'm having to take an educated guess here, but anyway, the police are telling the folks playing Pokemon Go, you can't do that. And if you do, you could get arrested. So anyway, they've had to issue tickets, and they've been getting all these telephone calls from residents who are very concerned because they've got these strangers in their front yard playing this game, and they're worried. So. Pretty crazy stuff there. So if you're, I want to hear from you. If you're playing Pokemon Go, I want you to give us a call because I would love to know about the origins of all of this. I was a Pac-Man guy back in the, I'm sort of old school, you know, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, that kind of stuff. But I never got into the Pokemon Go. All right. I told you about the VP or the list of speakers at the RNC. We're going to get to the VP list in just a moment. But first, there is a fascinating story in the New York Times today about their new polling data, and it doesn't look good for Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, according to the New York Times, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are now tied in their poll. This is the New York Times. And I want you to listen to this. This is the opening paragraph of a story on the NewYorkTimes.com. It was just posted about 10 minutes ago. Hillary Clinton has emerged from the FBI investigation into her email practices as Secretary of State, a wounded candidate with a large and growing majority of voters saying she cannot be trusted, according to the latest New York Times CBS poll. What in the world is going on over at the New York Times? It must be bad, folks. It must be bad over at Clinton HQ if the New York Times is putting out stuff like this. And just yesterday, they published an editorial bashing Darth Bader, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court justice who had some unsavory things to say about Donald Trump. What is going on over at the liberal New York Times? You know, I'm going to take a wild guess here. You know, we just opened up a couple of months ago Chick-fil-A's in New York City. And I wonder if some of these liberals over at the New York Times have been lunching over at the Chick-fil-A. And I wonder if all of that sweet tea and the fried chicken has started to affect their thinking in a positive way. It could possibly be. I don't know, but the fascinating story, New York Times there, it looks like Hillary Clinton's in trouble. And that seems to be the case in some polling data that came out yesterday. Quinnipiac had some polls and, of course, our Fox News poll, and we'll dig into that in just a few moments. But it doesn't look good for Hillary Clinton. She took a hit after the findings of the email scandal there. And more so than that, Donald Trump is not surging. She is falling, and he is basically staying put. So I know they say the vice presidential picks really don't matter much, but in this instance, I think it's going to matter. Now, we had the list of all of the speakers at the RNC, and one name in particular was not on that list. And I thought it was very interesting because we know that Chris Christie is going to be speaking. His name's on the list. So is Newt Gingrich's name. He's on the list. But there's a third name that's not on that list, and that third name is in the running to be Trump's VP, Mike Pence. So is that the clue? Is Mike Pence going to be the guy? If that's the case, that could be an interesting choice. because Mike Pence is not very well liked in the conservative Christian movement after what he did to the religious freedom bill there in the state of Indiana. As a matter of fact, our good friend from the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, not very keen on having Mike Pence as a possible running mate for Donald Trump. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that goes. Tomorrow morning is when he's going to make that announcement, and we'll be carrying it live on Fox News. You'll have to check it out. Okay, you guys ready for this? This speaker list just blew my mind. According to my colleague here at Fox News Channel, John Roberts, one of the best journalists we have on staff here, he has a source inside the Trump campaign. And he tells me that Tim Tebow is going to speak at the Republican National Convention. What do you guys think about that? 888-589-8840. We already have folks on the line. Let's go to Johnny, who is listening to us this morning in the beautiful Magnolia State of Mississippi. Johnny, good morning. Welcome to American Family Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Johnny, I'm doing pretty good, or as Dave Ramsey would say, better than I deserve. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm above ground. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I love living.
Well, Johnny, we sure do appreciate what you did for our country. Thank you for serving our country. And I understand that you're a big fan of General Jerry Boykin.
I love him. I love his witness. And I believe that anybody holding federal office should have military experience or serve this country in some way.
Johnny, you know, that's a good point you bring up. You know, Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, who is a great American patriot, was also on the list as a possible VP choice for Donald Trump. Unfortunately, though, General Flynn called himself a pro-choice Democrat, but now he's had like this conversion experience, and now he's a pro-life Democrat. That conversion experience happened in exactly one day. So you know, I agree with you. I think a general would be a great choice. I think General Jerry Boykin would be a terrific vice presidential running mate. I'm not sure how the general feels about that, though, Johnny. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, Johnny, and I want to get you hooked up with a copy of my latest book, God Bless America. We'll sign that and get that off to you so you can enjoy reading that. Thanks for calling. Robert is on the line from Tennessee. Robert, what's on your mind this good morning?
Good morning, sir. When I heard you come on, I said, I've got to try and talk, gentlemen.
Well, I'm glad you called in. What's on your mind?
When Cruz and Carson lost it, and I was kind of hoping for a Cruz and Carson ticket, when they lost it, I realized that, well, let me go back a little bit. I wrote a book a while back from Revelation, a verse-by-verse commentary, and I realized that when I was doing the study for it that America was going to have to fall for the one-world government to rise. And when we ended up with these two choices, I realize it doesn't matter. God has going to bring his wrath on us because we've been, I don't know, we've turned against him. So I'm looking at America falling, and it doesn't matter which one gets in. It's just not a Christian that's going to be in there for the fall.
Well, Robert, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your call there. Look, I'm not a person that's going to sit here and judge a man's heart, judge a woman's heart. And, you know, if someone tells me they're a believer, then I have to believe that they're a believer. But you certainly do look at the fruit of their life and how they live their life. Those are big issues for me. And, look, I understand where you're coming from, but we'll see how this plays out. And I sure would like to see someone like a Mike Huckabee or a Rick Perry on that ticket. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Hey, the number, 888-589-8840. We have a couple of lines opened up. Jerry in Illinois, we're going to get you guys after the break, along with Mike in North Carolina. Hang in there. We're going to be right back. I'm Todd Starnes. You are listening to American Family Radio.
People always ask me, what all do you see in Washington, D.C. when you go on your spiritual heritage tour? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I guess the better question is, what don't we see when we go to our nation's capital on our spiritual heritage tour? We're going to be going in September the 14th through the 17th. The Capitol, all the monuments, the Arlington National Cemetery, the National Archives, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court. We're even going to George Washington's Mount Vernon on Saturday. So it's going to be a great time in our nation's capital. One of the best aspects of this is we get to spend time together with brothers and sisters from across the country. So if you want more information on our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, or our Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown trip, either one of those or both of those, you can go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Would you die for a lie? This is Ken Ham, popular speaker on radio and TV about science and the Bible. Some people claim Jesus never existed as a historical person but was just made up. But the testimony of the disciples says otherwise. Each of Jesus' disciples suffered for their faith. 11 of them were martyred for refusing to denounce Jesus as the risen Lord. The 12th endured persecution and was exiled for his testimony about Christ. People will suffer and die for something they think is true. No sane person would willingly go through persecution for something they knew was a lie. If the disciples had invented Jesus and his resurrection, would they really be willing to suffer and be put to death for it? No, their testimony is clear.
Answers are waiting for you at AnswersRadio.com. There are hundreds of radio programs about science, Genesis, and biblical authority. When you go to AnswersRadio.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. The makers of the hit movie God's Not Dead are showing their film Sunday at a Republican National Convention worship service. So, they decided to post a giant billboard on the side of a building in Cleveland, 32 feet high, 60 feet wide, with a quote, "I'd rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God." Unfortunately, Republicans won't be able to look at that billboard. That's because the advertising company said the message is way too incendiary and too Christian. Ironically, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist group, was allowed to hoist a billboard in Cleveland. So why are Christians being held to a different standard? I reached out to the Orange Barrel Media Company. They did not return my call. That's too bad, because I was hoping to find out why they think the Almighty is incendiary. God's not dead, folks. But common sense is. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Okay, I got to get some more coffee, folks. I've only had one cup. That's why I couldn't really go forward with Robert in Tennessee. I really appreciate the call, but it's just too early in the morning to talk about the end of days. That and my T-shirts are not fire retardant. They will repel liberals, but... not that. All right, to the phones we go. Jay in Illinois, welcome to American Family Radio. What's on your mind, Jay?
Hi, Todd. Glad to be here. First of all, I really enjoy your commentaries. It's awesome. Picks, I think he's going to go with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. You get Christie in the mix. He's too far east. Newt Gingrich is already an established politician. I think he's going to go somewhere in mid-America. I think everybody really likes Mike Pence.
You know, I don't think Pence is a horrible choice, and certainly was very disappointed when he didn't stand up for religious liberty when push came to shove. But quite frankly, that makes him a lot like the Republicans we have in Congress, not willing to take a stand when the going gets tough. So, Jay, I get that, and again, I don't think it's a bad choice. I just, you know, there is this idea, there's this thought out there that maybe it's not going to be any of these folks. That that maybe Trump is going to go out there and pull a wild card and really surprise everyone tomorrow. I'm not quite sure who that person would be. I was thinking about that last night, Jay, and on my list would be Mary Fallon, the governor of Oklahoma. I think she would be a pretty solid pick if he was going to go, you know, wild card. But I think you're right. I think Governor Pence is going to be the guy. Jay, I want you to hold on. We'd love to get you hooked up with one of those T-shirts and a copy of my book. So the folks are going to get all your information, your particulars, so just hold the phone there. In the meantime, I'd like to – we're still in the state of Illinois. Let's go and talk with Jerry. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Good morning, Mr. Starnes. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
That's mighty kind of you to say. What's going on?
Well, I'm an avid Star Trek fan, but even more so, a rabid Todd Starnes groupie. I'll just start out with that.
Then you are a great American.
Oh, aren't I, though? And, I need to get information how to get a hold of one of those T-shirts, because I would wear it proudly on full display every other day, with being that I work for the federal government. On one day, I wear my American flag shirt that says Proud American Infidel. And then on the other day, of course, I would have my wonderful Todd Starnes T-shirt.
Jerry, I think if you did that, you'd have liberals running for their safe spaces, and you'd probably be accused of, like, causing a microaggression or something.
Are you trying to tell me I'd be the only one standing in my department?
That's a very good possibility. Oh, well, my goodness. So let's get to why you were calling, Jerry.
Okay, I think it's very important who we pick for a vice president, no matter who it is, that they have very good credentials, that they are Christian, Bible-believing, to whatever effect that can be, and also still serve in the government. Because of this, it's my theory that early on, we had all 17 running mates, and it was strange to me that as Donald Trump was coming up, we had so many Democrats in the open primary states voting for Donald Trump. And my theory is this, and this is why I think it's so important that we have a really good vice president, a running mate, to back up Donald Trump. Because I think the liberals early on were thinking, hey, we've got some really strong contenders here. My vote would have been for Ted Cruz. And I think he would have been a serious, serious threat to Hillary. And I think what was happening early on was that a lot of the Democrats were voting for Donald Trump, thinking, hey, this guy's a loose cannon. He's going to implode on himself at some point, even if it's 2 weeks before the election. So let's get a guy in there that might even self-destruct himself. All of the other ones, probably not so much. So that's my theory, that the reason why we had so many Democrats voting for Donald Trump is because they're thinking this guy's going to take care of himself and Hillary's going to have an easy cruise into the White House.
Jerry, great theory, and we are going to get you one of those T-shirts. So I want you to hold on, and our great producer will get all your information there. Thanks for calling, Jerry. Live long and prosper, my friend. You know, there's interesting polling data out of our latest Fox News poll. It came out last night from Virginia, where Clinton is leading Trump. And we asked the voters, what are the big issues? What are the big issues that you're concerned about? Economy, number one, 86%. Terrorism, 76%. I was really surprised, though, about where illegal immigration was on the list. Only 48% of voters consider that an extremely important issue for them in the 2016 vote. 48% concerned about illegal immigration. Again, the big issue here, the economy, that could be, even though Trump is not doing well in some of the polling, that could be a big deal for him. I think we have time to get one quick caller in before the break. Mike from North Carolina. Mike, you've got some issues with Mike Pence.
And you just, I think it was the Jay, you explained them to him. I think he would be a weak attack dog. But I need to say, Mr. Todd, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, Mike, I appreciate that. Now, where are you at there in the great state of North Carolina?
I am right outside of Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the 82nd Airborne, where we just had the first Major League ball game from the U.S. base, Fort Bragg.
Mike, you guys have some great Patriots up in that that part of the country, and I've had the pleasure of traveling to your town on following one of the candidates years ago, and the folks there were just as kind as can be. Mike, there's a funny story there. You know, they the candidates they have to feed all of us reporters, and so they had ordered some of that great North Carolina barbecue that you guys have out there, and the catering truck was outside when the press van pulled up, and Mike, they obviously knew about reporters and barbecue because they actually had the Secret Service agents guarding the barbecue truck.
I believe that.
Were more concerned about the barbecue than the candidate. Mike, we appreciate you calling in from North Carolina, and we're going to get you hooked up with a copy of our book, one of our prize packages today. We appreciate you being a great American. On the phone with us from Indiana, we finally have a lady calling in. Angela, hello. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Angela, I'm doing great. I would be doing better if I had some more coffee here. I ran out of my my Keurig cups this morning, and I'm going to have to run down to the Dunkin' Donuts to get a refill very soon. I can't
hand you my coffee through the phone, I would.
Angela, you're my new best friend. What's on your mind this morning? You want to talk about Newt Gingrich?
Well, I'm of the three that I heard were still in the running, I'm really hopeful that he would pick Newt. I'm a Christian, I'm a conservative Hoosier, and I think that Mike Pence has wonderful values. My family has been praying for that man to have more courage, and I don't know how else I can put it.
No, Angela, I understand what you're saying, and I was a couple of callers ago. I was trying to make the point that I think he's a good man. I just, you know, but for whatever reason, he did not stand up when a push came to shove, and that's a problem with the Republican Party in general. We have seen them capitulate to the Obama administration on every single major issue. And it, for some reason, whenever we elect these Republicans and they get to Washington, they go into this reelection mode, and they're afraid of doing anything that might be considered controversial because they want to win reelection. And I got to tell you something, I'm tired of it, and I suspect a lot of folks are getting tired of it.
Yeah, if I could pick a wild card, I'd say Bobby Jindal. That would be my wild card.
All right, Angela's wild card, yeah. Bobby Jindal. You know, he'd actually be when you're talking about one of the most brilliant people in politics right now, his name's at the top of the list. He is just an incredible leader. Now, here lately, he's been having some issues there in the state of Louisiana, or had some issues in the state of Louisiana. You know, he left office, and now they have a Democrat running things down there in the Bayou State. But Bobby Jindal would be a pretty good choice. Angela, we appreciate you calling in, and since you are our first lady caller, we are going to get you hooked up with one of my books, and we're going to get you a T-shirt as well. Thank you so much for calling in, and hang on the line. We'll get to our producer wants to get all of your information. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. We've got a few more folks, and Rob, we're going to get to you in just a second. I wanted to share some information with you about the speaker list here, because they are going to have a lot of folks that are going to be talking. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be speaking. I'm really excited about Sheriff David Clark. You guys, if you watch Fox News Channel, you've seen Sheriff Clark on the air. He is a no-nonsense police officer, and he has no problem telling the folks like the Black Lives Matter crowd exactly what they need to do. But he's on the list. Dr. Ben Carson, Governor Scott Walker, Governor Chris Christie. Also, Jerry Falwell Jr., the president there at Liberty University, one of our great universities, Christian universities. He's going to be speaking and Senator Ted Cruz. So a lot of folks very anxious to hear what Ted Cruz is going to have to say, because there's been some speculation, and again, this is just speculation, conjecture, that there's an effort afoot to try to push Cruz as an alternative candidate at the convention. Now, the question is, will they be able to unbind all of those delegates that are already committed to Donald Trump? And there are rumblings, again, just rumblings, that that's happening. And that Mitt Romney is working this behind the scenes. So we'll have to see how all of that plays out. It could be a very interesting convention indeed. Rob, thanks for holding on, sir, from the great state of Ohio. Where in Ohio are you at, Rob?
Good morning, Todd. I'm in Northwest Ohio, Findlay, Ohio.
That is a fine city, and Findlay, of course, is the hometown of my great assistant here at Fox News, Caleb Parks. So he's one of your favored sons.
All right. Well, great. Great. Good morning. Great to talk to you, and appreciate what you do, and you're always very informative, and you crack me up, so I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. What's on your mind, Rob?
You're welcome. Couple things. I'm torn on my pick for VP. I do share your concerns and Tony Perkins' concerns on Pence that, you know, it was a great stand that he took on religious liberty, but then caving on it, you know, I think in my mind, and, you know, I think he left a bad taste in the mouth of a lot of Christian conservatives on doing that, you know. So that would be my concern with him. Between the two, I guess Newt would maybe be the better choice. I don't know, if as a dark horse, is there any talk for Carson? Not that I would pick him and want him, but is Carson, is anybody talking about that,
you know? Rob, I haven't heard many people talking about Dr. Ben Carson, and I think he's disappointed so many folks in his early support of Donald Trump. And I'm just not quite sure that he's got the, you know, he's got the star power that's going to be necessary to go up against a Donald Trump. I think if in fact they do try this move to unbind the delegates, I think they're gonna go with Ted Cruz.
Hmm. And you know, the other thing I was gonna mention about Tebow, I think that might be a good move by Trump. You know, to pull in a lot of conservative Christian support. I know the left dislikes him very much, but. You know, I know a lot of Christian conservatives appreciate and support Tebow, so I think that could be a good move by him.
Rob, I was talking with Governor Mike Huckabee yesterday, and we'll play a little bit about that interview coming up later in the show. But I really felt like he would have been the perfect running mate for Donald Trump because he has impeccable Christian credentials. He certainly knows how to work with Congress. And with other lawmakers, and he has a very good track record of going into minority communities and getting their support. On top of that, he's had to run against the Clintons there in Arkansas. So, I just felt like, you know, in the current situation, if you are a conservative Christian and you still have doubts about Donald Trump, maybe having someone like a Mike Huckabee on the ticket would be a little bit reassuring, but my understanding is Governor Huckabee was not even considered, and I think that's pretty disappointing. Mm-hmm. So I hope there is maybe a wild card out there, but I think it's going to probably be Mike Pence. We'll find out for certain tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It's Donald Trump's decision, Rob, and I think he's going to make that. Rob, thanks for calling in. Don in Arkansas wants to talk about Mike Pence. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, I think Mike Pence would be a good choice, and I'd also like to give a warning in terms of the Supreme Court judges that they're going to have to make it through the Senate, and in particular the senator from Vermont. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, we appreciate you calling in there, Don. You know, it's interesting you bring that up because the Supreme Court is, for me, that's the big issue, the Supreme Court. We have to protect the court, and... That worries me. That worries me, this never Trump crowd. And I get what you're trying to do. I totally understand it. But at the end of the day, do we really want to lose the Supreme Court for a generation? Keep in mind, the first thing the new president will do is appoint someone to the Supreme Court, nominate someone to the Supreme Court. All right, folks, that music means we have to go take a break. 888-589-8840. God's Not Dead, Too. We'll tell you all about that coming up.
This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. By now, you have certainly heard about the Donald Trump meeting that took place with evangelical leaders in New York City on June 21. In stating that I was at the meeting with Trump, here's my takeaway. Many see it like this. We know what we're going to get with Hillary Clinton, but at least it's a gamble with Trump. Will Trump do what he says? What he says about any given subject may change 2 weeks later, but at least there's a chance that Trump will land rightly on something or some things. Here's what I think. I believe that America is in rapid decline on virtually every front. To say that our society is at a crossroads is a vast understatement. Our nation's ripe for the taking, and our enemies, and we have many, know it. We don't have to decide yet, but it would be wise to pray, seek wisdom from above, and pray some more. Most of us agree America deserves God's wrath. May tears of brokenness and repentance be seen and experienced by millions of us. This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.
Here's parenting expert John Roseman, host of the American Family Radio program, Because I Said So.
Raising children is uncomplicated, as long as you're not listening to psychologists, that is. And by the way, I happen to be a psychologist, but one who thinks my field has created more problems than psychologists even know how to solve.
John Roseman shares Bible-based parenting and family advice, Saturday afternoon at 5 Central. It's Because I Said So on American Family Radio.
The American Family Association exists to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. And we ask you to join a boycott of Target stores. If you agree that men don't belong in the same bathroom as our wives and daughters, visit AFA.net and sign our boycott pledge. Let Target know they're leading America down a dangerous path. AFA President Tim Wildman says this is exactly how sexual predators gain access to their victims. Again, the website is AFA.net.
So 10 years ago, Katrina hits the Gulf Coast, and my dad and I thought it'd be cool to go and help somebody and start sharing that passion, that vision that God laid on our hearts. And shortly thereafter, American Family Radio was telling the nation about what God was doing through 8 Days of Hope. And that trip that was meant to be 5, 6, 7, 8 people was 684 people in December of 2005. We rebuilt 84 homes, and we were just so excited about what God was doing. Since then, 1,700 homes have been built, rebuilt across the country. We have taken 17,000 volunteers. Hundreds and hundreds of lives changed forever because they've given their hearts to Jesus, either serving on a missions trip or because they were a homeowner that we were serving during 8 Days of Hope. And now a new ministry, Hope Reigns, has sprung out of this ministry called 8 Days of Hope. Go to our website, 8daysofhope.com.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Social media platforms like YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter have effectively become huge monopolies. They provide what amount to essential public services, offering vehicles for self-expression and information sharing increasingly critical to the exercise of freedom of speech. Recently, however, these so-called new media giants have adopted hate speech policies that allow unaccountable individuals to determine what they will and won't disseminate. The ostensible justification is to impede the Islamic State and other terrorists from inciting violence. In practice, though, their critics are also being silenced. For example, for a time last week, YouTube removed a powerful short video by CounterJihad.com that explains Sharia and the Muslim Brotherhood's role in insinuating it here. Yesterday, the federal government's enabling of such censorship was challenged in court. Your freedom may be riding on this suit. Find out more at AmericanFreedomLawCenter.org. This is Frank Affney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
This item from the Hollywood Reporter will froth your latte this morning, folks. Turns out the Gods Not Dead 2 movie makers are going to be showing their film at the Republican National Convention. They're actually going to have a huge worship service Sunday there at the RNC. Pastor Jim Garlow from Skyline Church is going to be leading that. Governor Huckabee is going to be playing bass in the worship band. It's going to be a pretty great morning of worship there in Cleveland. By the way, Do you remember back in 2012, I was there when this happened, that the Democrats booed God, tried to vote him out of their party platform. So the Republicans worship God, the Democrats boo God. Just an observation. Anyway, back to the Hollywood Reporter story. The God's Not Dead 2 filmmakers wanted to advertise their film, and they're going to be showing this at the RNC. So they contacted a local company there, the Orange Barrel Media Company, and they took out this ad, which was going to be 32 feet by 60 feet, and it was going to be on the entire side of a building. Now, if you've been to Times Square, you sort of know the kind of advertisement they were going to put up there, and it had a clever message on the banner, along with a picture of Melissa Joan Hart, who was in the movie. And here's what the banner said: "I'd rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God." So anyway, the folks over at Pure Flicks, which distributes the movie, they got a message from Orange Barrel Media. And I want to read this from the Hollywood Reporter. Orange Barrel told Pure Flicks, the distributor, that it did not like the judged by God message, calling it too political and way too incendiary. That's according to emails obtained by the Hollywood Reporter. On another occasion, insiders said the billboard company complained that even the title of the film was considered problematic. Going on further in the story, we find out that while they rejected the God's Not Dead 2 billboard, an advertisement for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, those perpetually offended atheists from Wisconsin, their ad, their billboard, was approved, but not the Christian billboard. I'm going to be writing about this later today in my column at foxnews.com. Seems to me that, in fact, God is not dead, but common sense is, at least in Cleveland, Ohio. If you'd like to weigh in on that, 888-589-8840. We do have some folks that have been holding on for way too long. Let's go to the great state of Virginia, the Commonwealth there. Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to American Family Radio.
How are we doing this morning, Mr. Sarnes?
Doing dandy. Jim, what's on your mind?
Well, I got two dark horses for you. I know he's a freshman in Congress right now, but possibly Dave Brat, who has surprised a lot of people, especially in the state of Virginia, especially in D.C., after he, I can't even remember who he knocked out with the election.
Well, that would certainly be a dark horse candidate. This was the big seat where Eric Cantor was upended. So that would be an interesting choice there. Who's your second person?
Ted Cruz.
All right, Ted Cruz. All right, Jim, we've got you down. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. Alex from Alabama on the line with us. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, Mr. Starnes, can you hear me?
Alex, we can hear you now.
Okay. Well, first, I want to say I'm a police officer. I appreciate your support. It means a lot to us.
Well, Alex, I just want to say something about that. I hope that that all law enforcement across this country knows they have a friend in my commentaries and that we're standing with you guys, and there are a lot of us that are standing along with you guys. I'm going to have a few words to say about that in just a few moments, so I hope you stick around and listen to those comments I have. But, man, I hope you know that we're praying for you guys, and we're with you.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. All I was going to say about the VP is, I hope whoever it is can be there to sit beside Trump and kind of keep him in check, because the one thing that sets him apart from everybody else is the fact that he says whatever he wants to say and he doesn't care what anybody else thinks.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex, and thanks for the call. We seem to have a bad connection there. I got to tell you something. One of the people that's really impressed me on the national scene lately has been the police chief there in Dallas, Texas, Chief David Brown. What a leader, and what a good Christian man. It's very impressed with his actions in recent days. To Tennessee we go, the Volunteer State. Hazel is on the line. Not a big Chris Christie fan, are you, Hazel?
No, and my husband actually told me to say that. We feel the same way. And it's good to have a fellow Tennessean like you who is strong in your Christian stand, and we love your humor, and we don't find too much to smile about now. And you make us smile. And I'm really thinking that if Mr. Trump would choose Senator Cruz, if he would even be interested, that would just be put him over the top. That's what I think. But I'm really still mad at Mike Pence, and not, I'm trying to hold a grudge, but I'm not happy about him being weak when he could have stood up, and that's what we need in this day.
Hazel, I think a lot of people feel like you. Well, thank you very much, Hazel. You don't have any of those Pokemon Go folks on your front yard, do you?
No, we don't. We have a few acres out here, and we haven't seen any of them.
All right, that's good. Hazel is safe. Hazel, we want you to hang on. We're going to send you a copy of my book, God Bless America, and we'll sign that and get that off in the mail to you. So hold on. Our producers are going to get your information here in just a moment. In the great state of Louisiana, Patsy is on the line. Patsy, you like Alan West?
Well, yes. Anybody that served in the military honorably as he has, but I'm just not crazy about any of those guys. Pence is weak, and of course, I haven't cared for Chris Christie since they had that storm, and all his loving up on Obama just kind of disgusted me. But what I really wanted to talk about was security and at the Republican National Convention. I'm very concerned how they're ever going to have a convention with all the rioting that's going to be going on outside. With what we are going through here in Baton Rouge, you know, a lot of those paid, George Soros' paid minions that came into town to stir up trouble weren't as successful as they thought they were going to be. And they've already left to go to Cleveland. And how is that going to be handled? I'm very concerned about people trying to go to the convention.
Well, Patsy, as someone who is going to the convention, that certainly is a concern for me and for all of us. But I suspect when you look at both political parties, I would be willing to say that an overwhelming majority of Republicans will be able to take care of themselves. But again, the concern here is how much of a threat are these activist groups, these anarchists, are they going to pose, and are they going to try to shut down the city of Cleveland? That's a very valid concern. You know, Patsy, one of the things, and we appreciate your call. One of the things that really concerned me about what happened in Baton Rouge and also in Minnesota, those two incidents are still under investigation. Those were certainly tragic events, but they're still under investigation. And it troubles me, not so much when I hear the mainstream media trying to advance this narrative that police officers are out there just randomly shooting people, which is a load of hooey. That's a Baptist word. But what really bothers me is when I see some evangelical Christian leaders that are getting out there and they're trying to advance the same narrative. Folks, we don't know what happened. So why don't we just wait and see what the facts are before rushing to judgment? That's exactly what happened in the aftermath of Ferguson, Missouri. And now we know the narrative that the mainstream media and the Obama administration advanced was in fact wrong. So that's my two cents worth on that. You know, I appreciate the police officer calling in just a few moments ago. Earlier this week, I did a story, a column, real quick, about an incident at a Zaxby's restaurant in North Carolina. Now, Zaxby's are locally owned, and this is not a corporate-wide thing that happened, so don't call up your local Zaxby's and give them a piece of your mind. Don't do that. But in Shelby, North Carolina, this particular restaurant, a pair of deputy sheriffs walked in and they wanted some chicken. And when they placed their order, some of the employees in the back started heckling them. Who heckles police? Who does that? And then apparently they tainted their food, dipped it in the extra, extra hot sauce. So anyway, we did a column about that, and I suggested that perhaps instead of, the next time they get a hankering for the gospel bird, they should go down to the Chick-fil-A where they actually respect police officers. Well, that got me to thinking. Some of our readers sent me notes about restaurants all across the country and other places of business that were doing nice things for our law enforcement officers. They were giving them, serving them free meals or inviting the officers and their families to come in and eat dinner. I believe the Gringos, a Mexican restaurant chain there in the Houston area, they were part of that movement. And I think that's a nice thing for us to do. Don't you do something nice for a member of law enforcement, first responders, our firefighters? Those folks are out there protecting us, keeping our families safe. And they've got a really, really tough job to do. So if you own a restaurant or something, maybe you own a business, let's do something nice for the police. I think they deserve it. All right, we've got another person on the phones here. Paul is calling from Missouri. Paul, what's going on this fine day?
Hi, good morning. I don't understand why we're not withholding our support of the Republicans, considering what we know about abortion now. The government takes $500 million from us and uses it to promote abortion. Babies are delivered alive, and their organs are harvested, and the Republicans did not withhold funding. Why are we even supporting the Republican convention? Why are we talking positively about these guys?
Well, Paul, that's a solid question, and I have decided that I am going to support the Republican nominee once that person is selected, and that nominee has assured me that he will appoint conservative pro-life justices to the highest court of the land. Now, a few days ago, when Mike Flynn, the General Flynn, was announced as a possible running mate, and we found out that he was a pro-abortion candidate, a pro-abortion person. I wrote about that, and I told the Trump campaign I had grave concerns about that. And I stated unequivocally that if General Flynn was the VP pick, that I would not be voting for a Republican in 2016. I would not be voting for the nominee, because I will not vote for a pro-abortion candidate. Folks, if you can't get life right, you can't get anything right. That's the way that I have governed and my votes over the years, and I hope that's how you do yours as well, because life matters, life for everyone. And that is a big issue, and I think, Paul, you really have a valid point there. Well, folks, I'm sorry to say this, but our time is coming to a close here. I have a few seconds, and I want to share with you a couple of things over at the ToddStearns.com website. This fall, after the election, we're getting a group together from all across the country. We're calling it the Todd Stearns Fall Getaway, and it's the weekend after the election. You can find more information about our retreat. It's going to be at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. We have some great speakers, musical guests, and it's a great weekend of fellowship. And I got to tell you something. It's a lot cheaper than therapy, and we may need it after this presidential race. ToddStearns.com, more information about the Fall Getaway, and also you can access all of our social networking sites. It has been an honor to hang out with you today on this great radio network, American Family Radio. I'm Todd Stearns. Have a great day, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.